We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today, Monday, February the 17th, is President's Day. Since Presidents Abraham Lincoln and George Washington were born in the same month of February, and their birthdays are kind of close together, this is the day, this Monday is declared President's Day. So a lot of stuff is close. Federal government is off. Entercom, our entire company, is off nationwide. But since we have Mardi Gras, we here in New Orleans have traded this day for Mardi Gras Day. Not that some of us won't be working on Mardi Gras Day, but today is President's Day. President Lincoln, I think, was born on February the 16th, and George Washington, I think, on February the 22nd. So this is a combination of both of those days. It's also Black History Month, and we'll get into that before the month comes to an end. If you're just tuning in, I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this Monday. I want to thank all of you who came out to the Magical Crew of Mad Hatters Saturday night. I mean, the crowds were awesome, and it was just a great ride. I had so much fun. If I tried to get something to you and I didn't get it to you, I apologize. I've admitted that I fell down on the float four times, and I thought that was pretty good, that it wasn't even more. But there was so much stuff behind me that sometimes I would go back to, you know, go to throw something, and I'd fall down and, like, you know, drop below the horizon. It's like, all right, Scoot's down again. He's down. We got to scoot down. But, you know, I threw as much as I could. And it was a lot of fun. I wrote a blog about this. It's on our website at WWL.com. Amanda Shaw was Alice. Bobby Hebert was the Mad Hatter. Amanda and I were on the same float. I was the Black Knight from Alice in Wonderland. Full makeup and black tights and everything. It was fun. And thanks to those of you who just, said something to me or came up to the float when there was time to have an exchange. And just thanks to all of you who took pictures. And if you want to share those pictures with me, put it on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, S-O-T-A. And I'll post some more this afternoon. But there's some stuff going on Facebook. Also, yesterday was the American Idol watch party for Faith Becknell. Faith is a young singer that through her mom and friends of mine, I met her a long time ago. And about 5 years ago, I worked it out for her to get up and sing with the Top Cats. And she sang with the Top Cats the other day. And Rob Schulte said, man, she has really, really developed into a fine singer with great stage presence. Anyway, she wasn't on the episode last night, but she will be on one of the five episodes that show the opening of American Idol for 2020. And she is destined. Here's a New Orleans singer destined for American Idol. And it's a girl who's been working really, really hard. I did an interview with her. This all took place at Table and Tap on Veterans Highway in Metairie. It's a great new place where the Swamp Room used to be. And I did an interview. I posted that on our Facebook page, my Facebook page, SOTA. So you can check that out there. So we've been talking about mishaps. And yeah, I talked about being along the parade route and seeing some kids and even some adults get between the tractor and the float to try to get something off the ground. But many, many parents, man, they just held their kids back and didn't let them get there. So there are safety things that we do need to talk about every Mardi Gras. And our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question was, do you think crowds along the parade routes should be behind barricades? Now, Saturday night and in New Orleans as well, part of the crowd is behind barricades, but there are long stretches where the crowds can get right up to the floats. Do you think all the crowds should be behind barricades? 60% say yes and 40% say no. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. Also, I want to add to the conversation this hour a video of an incident over a passenger reclining her seat on an airline. It was a flight from New Orleans to Charlotte, North Carolina. And this video has gone viral because this woman puts her seat back and this guy gets really bent out of shape and starts punching the back of her seat because she reclined her airline seat. And really, this starts a conversation about rights, things that we really have a right to do. And maybe it's a little bit of an inconvenience to you, but we still have a right to to do these things. I think it's absurd to get mad at somebody when they recline their seat on a plane. The only thing that bothers me is there have been times when I have gotten the tray table down because we're above 10,000 feet, and I've got my computer out, and there are some really inconsiderate people who slam the seat back. And it's like, really? I mean, do you have to prove that you're like some kind of a macho dude or something? Just recline it. But some people slam it back. That's aggravating. I haven't said anything about it because, it ends with that. But nobody should get upset if somebody reclines the seat. And apparently a flight attendant who this woman complained to seemed to take the side of the passenger who punched her seat 9 times, she said really hard too, when the flight attendant offered the guy free rum. I guess a free drink on the flight because he was inconvenienced because she reclined her seat. She leaned it back. I mean, this is something that we all have a right to do, right? Nobody should get upset with it. It's not like she did something she wasn't supposed to do on the flight. The seats recline. If you don't want to do that, then, find another mode of transportation. From uptown, this is Shannon Garrity. Shannon just called in. She was the Queen of Sparta. Shannon, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
Sure. Look, you were beautiful at the ball, and I was preoccupied at the time, but I'm sure you had a great time when the parade rolled.
I absolutely did, and thank you for saying that. It means a lot. But if I can speak for a moment about the biggest Mardi Gras faux pas from my standpoint, not just as queen, but as somebody who's done it her whole life.
Okay.
I think the biggest Mardi Gras faux pas is not respecting or not following the instructions of the police and public service workers.
Wait, you're kind of breaking up, Shannon. So tell me that again. It has something to do with the police?
I said it's not respecting or not listening to the police and public workers who are there to keep us safe. Like, obviously, this year we've had different issues with the fire department, and obviously we want to respect that. But also, it goes to the teachers and parents and the sort of assistant workers with the bands and the dance teams that are there to keep you safe, because those kids take up space. They're there to march for you and give a show. And the best thing you can do is back up to the curb as quickly as you can with as much like grace and diligence as you can. Because everybody's there to have a good time and celebrate, but we all want to do that safely.
Shannon, that is really great advice, and the parade's going to kick up again on Wednesday. We'll be reminding people of all the things that we talk about today, but after the weekend, I thought it was a good time, full weekend of Mardi Gras parading. It was time to just remind people about some of the safety things, and I think it's really important to respect the police, and you might not like what they're telling you, because obviously you think you can do something that they're telling you can't do, and in many cases, it's really for your own safety, so just shut up and listen to them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, your words, not mine on that one, but absolutely. Especially if we're all there to just have fun. Like, what else is the point of carnival but to celebrate with everybody around you and have a good time? But, of course, no one wants to get hurt, and it's always good to exercise that bit of common sense.
Well, Shannon, I appreciate you calling in, and you were a beautiful queen, and thanks for that advice.
Of course. Thank you so much, Scoot.
Sure. All right. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Here's our new WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Do you think it's necessary to ask a person sitting on an airline behind you if you can recline your seat? And do you think that's necessary? 53% say no. It's not necessary. 47% say, yeah, it is. So it's a close one. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Hey, Slim, welcome to our show. How are you today, Slim?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? How you doing, school?
I'm good. Did you make it out to any parades this weekend?
No.
Yeah.
I like parades.
You like them or you don't like them?
I don't like them.
You know, why don't you like parades, Slim?
Parades is boring.
It's boring. It's boring to you. Well, everybody doesn't have to like everything.
Oh, a 10 to 4 is out there. A 10 to 4 is out there?
Yes. Yeah. Some people with Channel 4 rode in our parade, and then Channel 4 covers all the stations, cover all the parades.
Oh, Sheba was out there. Sheba was out there?
No, I didn't see Sheba. I didn't see Sheba Turk out there. Karen Swenson and Doug Mouton were in the parade from from Channel 4.
Oh, last time I thought she was out there, Sheba too. Mr. Herb, I thought she was out there.
Well, she might have been out there, and she might have been in another parade, and I just missed it, Slim, but I didn't see her. Well, I appreciate.
Oh, last time I was trying to tell her some jokes.
Oh, you wanted to send her some jokes?
Incredible. I said I was trying to tell her some jokes.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess you can try and do that at Channel 4. Slim, I always appreciate you taking time to call the show. I'm glad you're out there listening.
Okay, all right. Take care.
You have a good day.
Okay, all right. Bye.
All right, Slim. That's Slim, one of our afternoon listeners who calls in quite often. If you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We're talking about Mardi Gras mishaps, carnival faux pas, but also just the excitement of what goes on in this part of the country this time of year. It was a lot of fun, and the magical crew of Mad Hatters was a blast Saturday night. I know Bobby Hebert had fun. I know that. And Bobby started having fun when we were getting dressed and doing the makeup. And Mike D'Attilier had fun as well. If you haven't seen pictures, we've got pictures on our website at WWL.com, and I posted a few things on my Facebook page, SOTA. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. You got a comment, 260-1870. Text 870-870. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, we're going to get right back to your calls and text. It was on this day, February the 17th, 1988, in Hollywood, Florida. That is just to the north of Miami, along the coast there. On this day in 1988 in Hollywood, Florida, a 12-year-old fan of Motley Crue set his legs on fire trying to imitate a stunt in the band's Live Wire video. He suffered burns over 10% of his body. Motley Crue said the band's stunts should not be tried at home. Yeah, you know, parents try to sue bands when it comes to stuff like this. And I guess they don't want to admit that their kid made a stupid mistake. But it's not the band's fault. I've seen a lot of fire on television and movies and videos. I've been burned by matches once in a while and fire since I was a kid. I know not to light my legs on fires. At some point, common sense has to kick into the world. Hey, the crew of Barkus, you know, the dog parade, the pet parade, that rolls through the French Quarter Saturday. Yesterday. One of the largest dog parades in the world. It happened in the streets of the French Quarter yesterday. Apparently, there were no problems, except that there were a few delays because the parade tended to stop every time they passed a fire hydrant. From Metairie, Bill, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I just wanted to say a little something about the throwing the beads and such off the float. I used to ride in Endymion.
Uh-huh.
And I was the fifth float on the paddle wheel, and I was like the third guy from the back. But we had two guys that were ahead of me. They'd since been booted off. But they were really, they'd get loaded and get vindictive. And I mean, you know, just throw it like they were trying to hurt people. And so they went to the captain and the guy earlier, you just take the name of the parade, find out what the float numbers and where the guy is standing and call a parade and make a complaint. And after they get enough complaints, you know, I don't know what it takes, but they'll boot them off. I know they did that in Endymion. And I think the racks, barricades, if the barricades are close, you know, like within 5 feet of the float, I don't see it as a problem. But they put them out so far. And look, yeah. I used to throw $3,000 worth of throws and stuff off that float. And at the end, if I had to make that other 10 feet, well, you know what I'm talking about,
I
right?
Do.
Midway,
I do.
Midway, it's like, oh, really? I quit.
And it was kind of windy over the weekend, so there were some times that my throws didn't go in the right direction, and a couple of them did actually come back on the float. But, you know, in some of the areas where there are the barricades, the crowd is really far away. I like the idea of people being able to get close, but I also expect people to use common sense and be careful. And, you know, this is the first time first time I've been in a parade in a couple of years, and I was just reminded that sometimes the kids and even sometimes the adults are a little too interested in their quest for whatever's being thrown, and they don't think about the safety of the float still rolling by.
and you're always going to have some accidents. I mean, you're just not going to eliminate all of them.
That's right.
You know, you threw in most of the beads that I used to throw, the big 96-inch long ones and the, 20-something-inch long ones. But those were so heavy in my hand, I just knew better.
Yeah.
I didn't throw them over. It was always underhand, just sort of throwing them that way. So I think it's really common sense, but I guess you'll always have some accidents.
Yeah. But, Bill, you really think that there are people, from your perspective, you noticed that there were people who would just get drunk and they would get mean and just, start humming the stuff?
Well, the two guys that was next to me, we were the first ones to say something. In fact, I wanted to throw them out the float as we were driving, but the captain of the float apparently outruled that. But, these two guys were real bad. In fact, I called the policeman over to try to get them arrested.
Wow.
But, So every so often you'll get a knucklehead.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, I've done it a couple times when I rode. I rode for, I guess, maybe 8 years. And I've had accidents, where even I threw it underhand, a big pile of beads underhand because I knew it was heavy. And that person I was thrown to would look the other way, bam,
I saw that happen Saturday night, too.
Yeah,
that can
right.
happen. Well, Bill, I appreciate appreciate the call.
Good enough. Take care.
All right. If you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We're also talking about this video that has gone viral. It's this woman, Wendy Williams is her name, and she's not the talk show host. Wendy Williams is on a flight from New Orleans to Charlotte, North Carolina, and she reclined her seat. The guy behind her on the plane got so angry that he punched her seat really hard 9 times. What did she do? She reclined her seat. Do you think it's necessary to ask the person sitting behind you if you can recline your seat on an airline? I don't think that's necessary. The only thing that bothers me is when somebody does it with great aggression and just slams it back. You can ease it back. But I don't even complain. I don't even complain about that because it's just a quick one-time thing. So we could talk about that as well. If you want to join us, 260-1870, text 870-870. Janice, welcome to our show. Good afternoon.
Hello. How you doing, Scoot?
Good.
I'm glad you didn't hurt yourself when you fell the other day.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I fell on a bags of beads.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that was good.
But I wanted to explain it because if anybody was on the parade route and if anybody was taking video of me and I fell down, that could go viral, and I wanted to explain that I was not intoxicated.
Right. Well, if I'd seen you fall, I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, the way I fell, it kind of looked like I might have been.
I think you're smart enough not to get intoxicated to go on a float. But I'll tell you what happened to me years ago. I was much younger, but I think it was mid-city. This man, he threw a pair. It was just one pair. It wasn't the bag. It was a pair of beads, and they caught me right on the left side of my face, and talk about hurt. I was just glad that I wore eyeglasses. Because if I hadn't had eyeglasses on, let's say it hadn't hit me on the side of my face and it had gotten me in the eye, I'd be missing an eye today because it came at such force through the air and caught me right on the side of my face. My mom was like, oh, well, did you get the beads? I said, what do you mean did I get the pair of beads? I didn't want them. I said my face was hurting. I was too busy holding my face.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's a wise thing for anyone, and I mean anyone, to bring a ladder to a parade or to put a child even an adult, anybody get up on a ladder because somebody could accidentally bump it or something, and the doggone thing could end up out in the street in front of one of those floats or something. Not a good idea.
Well, I guess, Janice, I'm glad you shared that, but I mean, I guess anything can happen. But, if you think about all the people that are on the ladders, and there were countless ladders along the Manhattan's parade route Saturday night in Metairie. If you think about all the people in ladders and all the kids in ladders, not that much happens. I mean, once in a while, there's going to be something that happens. But, there are mishaps in life. If you leave your home, well, I shouldn't even say that because sometimes there's a mishap in the home. I mean, stuff happens. Now, we all need to work together. For example, nobody should viciously throw an entire bag of beads at somebody. And there were a couple of times when somebody got my attention. I started to throw to them, and they turned away. I don't know whether it hit them in the head or not, but that's just an accident. And we just have to be aware of safety during Mardi Gras. And since this was the first full weekend of parading, I thought we would spend some time talking about this this afternoon. And then the parades kick up again on Wednesday, and then it's nonstop until Mardi Gras Day. Here's a text that says, Scoop, my daughter caught beads from you Saturday night. It was the highlight of her night. That is so sweet to hear. You know, I did the best I could to throw to kids, but I also threw to a lot of people who indicated that they listened to the show. And I want to thank Amanda Shaw and the Cute Guys, her band, for performing. She did a fun job, and she was Alice in the Mad Hatter's Parade, and I know she had fun. We were both mic'd, so there were times we could talk to each other and talk to the crowd, and had a really great toast, Veterans and Causeway, with the Jefferson Parish Council member from the 5th District, Jennifer Van Vranken, and also with the Parish President, Cynthia Lee Shang. Cynthia Lee Shang was there, and it was a great toast. And it was funny because we were telling Amanda, throw your glass in the street. She said, I can't throw my glass. I've got to throw it. We had champagne glasses that we toasted, and she didn't want to throw her champagne glass in the street because, you know, it goes against what you think you should do. But you're supposed to do that, and it's supposed to be for good luck. So finally she caught on and slammed it down into the street, and then I slammed mine down as well. All right, if you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with more of your comments. Happy birthday today to Billy Joe Armstrong. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, 48 years old. He's almost 50. This is the music of the grunge era. This was the popular mass appeal alternative grunge music. And so there's another generation that is maturing, and that's cool. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. It's February the 17th. Today is the official observance of President's Day, so a lot of stuff is closed. And it's just a day to think about the presidents that we have had. Some were good, some were bad. And I remember this song by David Bowie where he does mention President Nixon. Are there any other songs that mention presidents? I don't know. I can't. If you could think of one, send me a text and we'll play it as a bumper music on the show. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. And again, thanks to all of you who came out Saturday night and enjoyed the magical crew of Mad Hatters. It was a fun parade. I loved seeing all of you. It was great. A great ride. And thanks to all of you who said nice things about the show. And also the people that I met at a Table and Tap yesterday for the American Watch Party for Faith Becknell, young singer from New Orleans who is destined for American Idol. Hasn't been on yet. Maybe this coming Sunday. They're narrowing it down to the people who are going to make it to Hollywood with the golden ticket. So maybe she'll be on this week. We're also talking about this video that went viral. And a woman was on Fox and Friends, Wendy Williams. She's the one who says that this guy punched the back of her seat. She says that he punched the back of her seat in this tweet that she sent out 9 times. But I've got a text here reminding us that if you watch the video, he was continuously punching the back of her seat. Why? Because she reclined it. And man, I'm sorry, but if the seat reclines, you can't get mad if somebody reclines their seat on a plane. And I do have a text here that says they don't like it when somebody invades their space. Well, the seat reclines. You know that when you board a plane. It's one of the functions of the seat. There are not many functions, but it's one of the functions of the seat. Seats on airlines recline. And so that is their space. The area where the seat is upright and where the seat reclines to, that's their space. That's not your space. And yet people get very indignant about that. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, 260-1870, text 870-870 from the French Quarter. Rocco, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
Hey, Rocco.
I don't want to put no damp on. They had a couple of incidents. Being where I live, you see everything.
Well, yeah, if you live in the French Quarter, you do see everything.
Well, I live on the edge of the quarter, you know, by Portico, by the block on the other side. Anyway, you know, we're crying about the police. We're crying about barricades. We're fussing about this and that, firemen. But yet, you know, every year, on the second weekend of Mardi Gras, they block the streets off and they try to hold the traffic down. But they did it on the first week this year, and it completely was uncalled for. And so you got people trying to get to parties along the river, at the hill, and at the convention center, and you got almost every street closed. Like, Royal was closed, and they had been keeping Royal open and keeping some of the streets open because of the construction, you know, the collapse on Rampart Street. I mean, I had people that had to go five blocks around out the way to go see.
Well, you do know that Mardi Gras often brings about inconveniences.
Yeah, but not the first weekend. The first weekend's always.
Well, I don't know why I can't answer that.
It's something out of all of that. I've been on a cast 40 years. The second weekend, they got the whole world out.
Yeah.
They had about, I mean, for a city that's crying that they shot here and shot there, I don't know.
Well, it's a fair question. I wonder who
is running the show is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
When it's always, never help, always, what's the word?
All right, yeah, so what do you, you want to speculate here? You want to try to figure out why
happened? I just think that with today's high-tech lights and that if the Decatur would flash yellow, I mean, come on. It's simple. I mean, you got to keep things moving. Once it stagnates, it's dead.
No, hey, Rocco, more sympathetic I could not be. I mean, I get it. I'm inconvenienced as well.
It's like nobody wants to do any better on it. And I can't see it because a moron like me with a 12th grade education could see it. All these PhDs with all these traffic engineers and CC, you know, city and state and I don't know.
Well, again, so I can't. I'm happy that you raised.
You've been in a long time.
I'm happy that you raised the issue, but I can't speak to it because I don't know what the motivation was to close it down on the first weekend and not the second weekend of the Mardi Gras parades.
Well, I'm sure they're going to close it both weekends, but the idea of the first caught everybody by shock. You know.
Well, maybe they should have.
Want a good cruise.
Maybe they should have. Maybe they should have warned you.
Gave you some notice.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm glad you called, Rocco.
Thank you, man.
All right, here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question, not changing very much. Do you think it's necessary to ask the person sitting on an airline seat behind you if you can recline your seat? 60% no, 40% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. And from Covington, Amy, welcome to our show. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I just wanted to make mention of the children that ride on the floats. The adults are getting all, you know, loaded and not watching the children. I was riding years ago, and one of the kids was up in the front. In the front of this float was the exit place where you would unhook a little simple lock and push the door open, which is where everyone jumped off of the float.
Like it has that little hook.
And he was leaning. Yeah, how pitiful is it? And I think he was about 9 at the time, and I was in the back of the float. We got to drive our float back to where we park it. So we're not on the parade route. We are now on a regular street, you know, doing 35 or 40. And he's leaning up on the door, and he fell out, and he got run over by both axles of the float. And
oh my
to
God.
This day, this was years ago. But, I mean, he's still got a, you know, displaced hip, and it's had probably 7 surgeries.
Yeah.
But people are, you know, I don't know. Should you tether the children to the float where they are standing? You know, I mean, they just, the adults weren't watching and weren't, you know, taking care
well,
of the
if that's
that
you know, look, accidents do happen, Amy. But if it's the result of parents getting loaded and not watching their kids, that's a whole different subject.
Right. Well, that was probably the case with most of the float, you know. And I just, but still, I hadn't been to Endymion in a long time, but or you know, see many children on floats. But you know, just for their safety, you know, people should watch wherever they exit the float. You know, to make sure that that's on lockdown so that no one can lean on it and fall, whether it's a grown, you know, an adult or a child.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I was standing right there by the gate that opens up for you to get out of the float that I was on Saturday night. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. So, yeah, you're familiar with what you know, because I don't know how they're, you know, built, you know, now what I guess I would say nowadays, you know, how they you get on and off of them. But that's really a big safety feature that, you know, whoever's building the float, the parents on the float, double, triple check, all that kind
of
stuff.
No, especially with kids. Amy, I appreciate appreciate you raising that question.
Well, certainly, Scott. It was a traumatic experience.
I can imagine.
At the time, and the chaos afterwards, and you know, the parents having to rush over to across the lake to New Orleans to, you know, go to the hospital. It was just everybody on the float wanted to go to the hospital. On most everybody's loaded and can't drive. It was just total chaos.
Yeah.
But, you know, just so that people know that the children are safe.
You know,
those doors are locked tight, you know.
Yeah, you know, in some cases, they're kind of loosely locked, is I think what you're trying to say. Here's a text that says, I hope the person on the plane was just passing through New Orleans and not a native New Orleanian. Yeah, because we don't want somebody like that to live. Somebody who would just start pounding the back of a seat because somebody reclines their seat on a plane. We don't need that in New Orleans. Go live somewhere else. Here's a text that says, Amanda Shaw is so fine. Yeah, she is. And I'm sure she would take that as a tremendous compliment. Amanda Shaw and the cute guys were on float number 5 with me. We were supposed to be on float number 2, but they moved it to number 5. And who cares? I mean, we had a blast. And it was so much fun riding with her. She also told me that, and I think I'm going to go cover this, and the station covers it as well. Amanda Shaw has been asked to be part of the greasing of the poles at the Royal Sonesta Hotel this coming Friday. Now, that seems to be really cool, right? From the West Bank, Henry, you're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Scoop?
I'm good, Henry.
Nice to be on your show.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I haven't heard you in a while because the last time I talked with you, you were on B97.
That was a few years ago.
That long ago. Yeah, it's been a while. But nonetheless, I was thinking about this reason why I don't attend any parades like I used to anymore. It's because of an incident that occurred some 40-plus years ago back in the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little kid back then, and this little kid, they were throwing up the doubloons and stuff. You know, back in the days, you remember where they used to have this thing sponsored by Popeyes, where they used to have on the doubloons the two-piece, get one free.
That's right, I remember, yeah.
With the doubloon. Well, I remember on this boat, I don't remember if it was the Endymion Parade or the Bacchus Parade. It makes no difference to me.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, this guy, they used to throw him, you know, a handful at a time, but this guy, he threw the whole bag up in the air, man. It was in between floats, and he threw it up in the air. And when it landed, the entire bag burst, and the balloons just scattered out everywhere, right? So this happened on Canal Street, by the way. And, of course, you know, they had barricades on both sides, so people couldn't just bombard the street to try to collect those balloons. They had to wait till the float passed. Then they all would kind of like run out in the middle of the street to try to collect those doubloons. Well, in that particular chaos, there were a lot of kids in that area at that moment, and I was amongst those kids, you know, trying to go grab some doubloons and stuff out of the middle of the street. And when the police said, the float's coming, everybody back out, get out of the street, some of the kids, you know, were still trying to collect those diplomas and be.
Yeah, I know. It can be dangerous, Henry. And look, I want to give a shout out to the Jefferson Parish deputies along that parade route Saturday night, because they did an awesome job. And you know, they let people get close to the float, but when they can, they make sure that they get back. And it's really important to be respectful of the police. And I had a chance I had a chance along the parade route a couple of times to ask everybody to be very respectful and thankful for the job that Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies did. And look, I wasn't in a parade in New Orleans this weekend, but I'm sure NOPD did a great job as well.
I'm pretty sure that they did one as well. But anyway, back to the story that this one particular little girl, she was trampled and was knocked down in the street while the float was coming. And next thing you know, man, the little kid get rolled over by one of the floats. Mm. So that was a real traumatic experience for me. You know, and that was one of the major factors why I don't attend parades like I.
Well, that's understandable, Henry. I've got to move on, but I'm glad you called. But look, if you're just tuning in, or if you've been listening to the entire show, we're not trying to put a damper on Mardi Gras, but by talking about these things that really do happen in real life, you know, we could be preventing a lot of accidents from happening Wednesday through Mardi Gras 2020. Just the excitement of the parade should never supersede your safety. And I wrote a blog about my ride Saturday night and also being safe and some of the things that I noticed when I was riding. This has nothing to do with Mad Hatters. The parade was great, but this is with every Mardi Gras parade. We just have certain things that we can't forget. That blog is on our website at WWL.com. I will share it on the SOTA Facebook page a little bit later. Here's a text that says, thanks, I know where to send my flat tire bill, leaving the broken glass in the street. I think they cleaned that up, but yeah, there was broken glass right there on the side of the street by Veterans and Causeway. Here's a text that says, Scoot, how was Brian Wilson? Couldn't make it. That's from Pat in The View. Brian Wilson, I think, is 77 years old, and he was 77 years old, but he was good. But he was good. Al Jardine was with him. And Al Jardine's son is with the Brian Wilson band, singing all of the high stuff that Brian and Al Jardine and the other Beach Boys used to sing. But, you know, it was an experience. I mean, Brian Wilson isn't exactly the way he used to be, but it was Brian Wilson. And he's still doing it. And the guy's 77 years old. So, you know, it was cool to, you know, see and hear him and hear the Beach Boys music, and I know a lot of people did enjoy that, but that was after the parades Saturday evening at Family Gras. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming back. This is WWL. Yes, a full weekend of Mardi Gras parading. It's been fun talking about the fun times that we had over the weekend, and the magical crew of Mad Hatters was awesome Saturday night. And the Centurions rolled right behind us. Had a great time, but we're also just talking about general Mardi Gras parade safety issues. And, you know, while I don't think that everybody should be behind a barricade, you know, there are some special things that you need to be aware of if you come up to the floats, even when the parade has stopped. I'll tell you very quickly about an incident that happened to me years ago. I used to have this green post office Jeep. You know, converted into just, I always wanted a Jeep, and this was a Jeep I could afford. So I had this green post office Jeep, and I had signs all over it. I was asked to ride in a parade as Scoot. And so I did. And at some point on Veterans Highway, the parade stopped, and a woman got in front of my Jeep to pick something up. And she bent down so we couldn't see her. And I wasn't driving, but the guy who was driving, a friend of mine, let off the clutch, so we started moving forward, and we pushed the woman along the street for a couple of feet. We instantly knew what had happened because people were telling us instantly. But she went to court and filed this big lawsuit against me. She lost, totally lost, because she was trying to get something for nothing. She said that the Jeep had pushed her off onto the side of the road and dragged her down. I mean, again, the woman was a total liar. And basically the judge in the case said, look, ma'am, just get out of here. And I think they gave her like $6,000 to cover some of her expenses. But she was fraudulent and trying to cover up with a lot of other injuries that she had. But anyway, it's just a reminder to be very careful. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.